Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
Let's start the show off with a sing-along. And this is the perfect song for a sing-along.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, I closely watched him, thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused, he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead, but he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Larry B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. and I'll play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T., I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, where I will play some of the best classic country songs I can find. Now, I want to take a moment to thank you for taking the time to listen to this program, and I'm so happy that many of you enjoy what I do. It means a lot. Now, a reminder that coming up halfway through this show will be the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break. And in the second half of the show, the feature presentation today will spotlight some of the hits from country legend Hank Williams. That was Vern Gosden and his number one 1988 hit, Set 'em Up, Joe. The song was a tribute to country legend Ernest Tubb. I opened the show with a sort of sing-along, Lucille from Kenny Rogers. It was a number one hit record for him in 1977 and won him a Grammy Award and a Country Music Association Award that year. Now, back in 1996, when I was working at Country 1110 AM in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, I interviewed Kenny Rogers on the phone and asked him what were the most requested songs he was asked to sing at his concerts.
The most requested song you have to do is got to be either Lady or Through the Years. Am I right or wrong?
You're in the top three.
Top three.
It's usually Gambler, Lucille, Lady, or Through the Years.
Sweet country music.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jack's. If you got a little time to kill, just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Ever hear of a guy by the name of Elvis Presley? Sure you have. And through the years, Elvis racked up over 80 country hit records, and that's one of them. Guitar Man from 1981, when it landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. Another country legend, Jerry Reed, was playing the guitar on that song. Out of the set with Dolly Parton and a number one hit record for her back in 1984, Tennessee Homesick Blues, perfect song for Dolly Parton, considering she's from Tennessee. Dolly Parton landed on our radios back in 1967, and by 1984, when that record came out, she was a major country star, had won a bunch of awards, and already appeared in several major motion pictures.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Now I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, from slipping away. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar, I can gas up my car, and I can pack up and mail in my keys. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk to hold me tight. keep me from slipping away. Now the smoke fills the air in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. I need some honky-tonk angels to hold me tight. They'll keep me from slipping.
Beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach, somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day. Margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach, somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. Music and dancing and lovers romancing, the salt evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
Some beach, huh? That's a wishful song about going to a beach, some beach,
was a number one hit for Blake Shelton in 2004. And it talks about being at a beach somewhere instead of in that dentist office or in the traffic on the highway. The song was one of four number one hit records the Oklahoma singer-songwriter would have between 2001 and 2008. I'll open the set with a number six hit for George Jones, Bartender Blues from 1978. The song was actually written by James Taylor in an attempt to write a country song, and it worked for George Jones. James Taylor recorded it as well, but the song just didn't have that country flavor to it like the George Jones version did.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
High school faded behind her, and the house with the white
note that her mama had wrote, wrapped up with 26 cents. When you get lonely, call me anytime at all. I'll be there with you always, anywhere at all. There's nothing I got that I wouldn't give, and money is never enough. Here's a penny for your thoughts, a quarter for the call, and only your mama's love. A penny and quarter buys a whole lot of nothing. Take to an old wrinkled nose, and when she didn't have much, she had all mama's love inside that old.
Now, there's a group you don't hear on the radio all that often, but back in the late 1990s, the Wilkinsons were all over our radios. That was a song called 26 Cents, 25 cents for a phone call and a penny for your thoughts, which landed at number 3 in the United States for the Canadian Country Family Trio in 1998. It was a number 1 hit in their home country of Canada. The Wilkinsons actually had a total of 7 hit singles in the United States, but many more in Canada. I opened the set with a Tennessee band, Restless Heart, and their number 1 hit record from 1987 called Wheels. In fact, the song was from their album of the same name, which eventually produced 4 number 1 hit records. Wow. Restless Heart albums were also bestsellers, and you could still hear their songs on the radio, like on this radio station. Holy cow. Halfway through this edition of Sweet Country Music? Wow. But it's time now for a comedy break, and this time I'm going to play a silly song. What's a silly song? Well, it's a novelty hit record, and this time from a guy by the name of Loudon Wainwright III. He's going to sing about something we all encounter from time to time in our travels, the dreaded dead skunk in the middle of the road. Then after the comedy break, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation spotlighting Hank Williams. So stick around. I'm Larry Kratka. Be right back.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Silly songs.
Leaping lizards! Let you!
Why have they all gone? Why do they leave the farm?
Pew!
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 No, not pew. Le pew.
Oh, they smoke!
on pew.
Crossing the highway late last night. He shoulda looked left and he shoulda looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven.
Needs a silly song once in a while, and that one is about something we all experience from time to time in our travels. The dreaded dead skunk in the middle of the road. The smelly song by Loudon Wainwright III actually made it to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1972. At the beginning of the song, I also played some audio clips from the Warner Brothers cartoons that many of us grew up with. And, of course, the incredible voice of Mel Blanc as Pepe Le Pew.
Ole smoke! Un pew!
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And today I'm going to play a couple of hit records from Hank Williams. Now, Hank Williams was born in 1923 in Alabama and grew up with music from a wide variety of sources. He began performing around 1937 when he was 14 years old. He did a local radio show. 10 years later, he was recording for MGM Records and on his way to great success. But addictions to drug and alcohol cut his life short. He died in 1953 at the age of 29. Now, I could play every Hank Williams song, and it wouldn't do him justice. So, I'm going to play two of his biggest hit records. So, here we go. Our feature presentation spotlighting Hank Williams.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
I told my pa I'm going stepping out and get the honky tonk blue. Hey, the honky tonk blue. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky tonk blue. Hey, I went to a dance and I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose them jumping honky tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. It's really gotten me down. I got the honky tonk blue. Hey, the honky tonk blue. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky tonk blue. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and scat right back to my pappy's farm and leave his honky tonk blue. Hey, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues.
There's a couple of songs from country legend Hank Williams, and it shows you just how simple but elegant his songs were. That was Honky Tonk Blues from 1952, when it landed at number two on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. Now, by this time in his career, Hank Williams was having hit records about every 2 or 3 months, and his songs were constantly on the radio. Honky Tonk Blues was also a number one hit record for another country legend, Charlie Pride. He had his hit record with that song in 1980. I opened the Hank Williams set with a number one hit record for him a year earlier in 1951, Cold, Cold Heart. It was one of 11 number one hits Hank Williams had, and the song was listed in what is known as the Great American Songbook, a publication that spotlights songs from the early 20th century that have stood the test of time. Do yourself a favor and Google the Great American Songbook.
It's really something.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Now check this out. If this song sounds familiar, that's because the melody is from a very famous rock song from Roy Orbison, but the song is done now by Arlene Harden.
Loving man, walking down the street, loving man, the kind I like to meet, loving man. I don't believe you, you're not the truth, no one could look as good as you.
Sing till the feeling gets right.
Well, let's harmonize, we'll be dynamite.
I yodel the high notes, I've done it for years.
Good deal, old buddy, and I'll pour the beers.
There's always some lady alone at the bar.
Yeah, and you always let her know just who you are.
I know a couple gals that we can call. Damn, they'll shake the picture right off of your wall.
We're barroom buddies, and that's the best kind. Nobody fools with a buddy of mine.
I laugh when you're happy,
and I cry when you're blue.
We're barroom buddies, and we're doing fine.
So pour me another, we got nothing but time.
Old chug-a-lug-a-luggin', barroom buddy of mine.
Bartender's trying to turn out the lights.
Well, maybe it is time we call it a night.
Hell, we'll wake up the roosters if we drank them real slow.
Well, let's have a double and a six-pack to go. We're barroom buddies, and that's the best kind. Nobody fools with a buddy of mine.
I laugh when you're happy, and I cry when you're blue.
We're barroom buddies, and we're doing fine.
So pour me another, we got nothing but time.
Old chug-a-lug-a-luggin', barroom buddy of mine.
Yeah, we're skirt chasing,
tail kicking,
guitar picking,
pool hustling.
Old chug-a-lug-a-luggin', old barroom buddy of mine.
There's a couple of songs you won't hear anywhere else. That was something called Barroom Buddies from Merle Haggard and Clint Eastwood. Yeah, Bronco Billy himself. The song actually hit number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back in 1980 and was from the 1980 movie Bronco Billy. I'm going to set with what sounds like Roy Orbison's 1964 hit record Pretty Woman, but it was Arlene Harden's number 13 hit record from 1970 called Lovin' Man. Same song, different words. Arlene Harden was very popular between 1967 and 1978, and Lovin' Man was her biggest hit record.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
A 1,000 miles of lonesome highway, drinking gallons of coffee in little cafes brought me here. And it's so good to find that there's someone who's got the same story as mine. Just look at us, we're a couple of hard cases. So how'd we end up where we are? Somewhere in the vicinity of the heart. Well, I feel something hitting me awful hard. I don't know where it's gonna lead. Well, I just know it starts somewhere in the vicinity of the heart.
Been so long, I can't believe I feel something so sweet where an ache used to be. Don't fall in love anymore, but I'd never met anyone like you before.
my time is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend. You ain't seen in a while, you can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. A sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guarantee, but that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a U-Koo bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bad feet on the dashboard.
Good old summertime, baseball, swimming holes. My favorite time of year. That's Kenny Chesney and his number one hit record from 2005 called Summertime. It was one of 15 number one hits the Tennessee singer-songwriter would have between 1997 and 2008. Kenny Chesney is also a very successful record producer that has been awarded a lot of awards. And get this, he won the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year for 4 years in a row, 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2008. I opened the set with Shenandoah with Alison Krauss and their number seven hit from 1994 called Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart. Shenandoah and Alison Krauss are both credited with having a hit record with that song, and they both won a Grammy Award for the Best Vocal Collaboration.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Tell you what, let's finish off this edition of Sweet Country Music with something from country legend Red Foley. And something that he did back in 1950 called the Sugar Foot Rag. Yeah, there's words here. Here they come.
Gonna get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on a sway back nag, and I came home winning with a plenty of swag. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Thank you. Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider and sip on the wine, then both sip together and I have a good time. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, with the guitar picking out the sugar foot rag. My money and get on a jag and swing my honey to the sugar foot rag. Walk right up and stomp on the floor and swing up the middle with a shoe fly four. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, with the guitar picking out the sugar foot rag.
That's country music legend Red Foley and his number four hit from way back in 1950 called Sugarfoot Rag. Red Foley was one of those early performers who combined music styles from the 1940s and 50s and came up with a style of his own. Now, some of the song titles he has on his discography are pretty interesting as well, such as the Milk Bucket Boogie from 1952 and the Cincinnati Dancing Pig from 1950, and they were all hit records. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over. One thing, though, I regret is that I did not have a chance to play as many Hank Williams songs as I wanted to. There's only so much time in the show that I can play those songs. But there are other shows coming up, and I will play more Hank Williams. Scouts on it. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratky, your host. And I will be talking to you next time on this amazing radio station. Take care.